Previously on Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
Introducing two guys you never want to see in lingerie, Cliff and Kendall.
Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. We're the show that'll never say die. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall are your hosts. Come along for the ride. Where we can laugh about everything and make it through anything. Belch in your face and hear that ding-a-ring. And occasionally we sing. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall and all the friends are here and ready to go. And now that you, the listener, are here, we're ready to start the show.
Ooh, Happy New Year!
Happy New Year, Cliff! How are you?
Oh my God!
Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall.
Sorry, I'm so excited, Cliff. I've decided to be happy this year.
It took him 8 years of doing the show, everybody.
And no, our listeners have heard this before. They know. They know what's happening.
Every few minutes, I'm happy now. I'm going to be happy from now on, damn
from
it.
From now until the end of my life, I'm going to be happy.
And so what that turns into is just shouting and shrieking and just like what Kendall's been doing the whole episode. Welcome to Cliff and Kendall Goes to Coast.
I like to shout, Cliff. It gets people's attention.
Shout.
Shout.
Let it all out. This is what our show is all about. It's all about happiness in the new year.
It is. It is. Because we have had a sad, awful year last year.
Oh, it's like it was August all year long.
It was. But we decided to be happy this year to turn it around, do a whole 360, 180, Cliff. Do a 180 and be completely happy for once in our life.
Turn around.
Every now and then I get a little bit fatter and a little more sad.
Turn around.
But see, we need to turn around and be happy.
What I and listeners both want, we're just going to admit it, we're not going to get it. I want 8 more minutes of that song is what I really, really want. I really
want. If I'm being honest, I wanted to keep going. But I thought, I don't want to bore the listeners with 12 minutes of this song.
Turn around, Kendall.
If you don't feel it, fall apart.
And I need you more tonight. And I need you more.
And I need you more. We hold on to the end of the night. Mother might have been in all the time.
All right, let's get happy.
Let's get happy. Come on, get happy.
The Bar Riders did send us a huge, long mask.
God, did you even go through it? I couldn't even look at it.
I didn't have time to go through them. I swear to God, I went through it and I was like, that one looks okay. That one looks good. I just don't have the time to get. Our riders are so thorough.
They're so thorough. Speaking of.
To be on at 4 a.m. They're so thorough.
Of yelling. Speaking of yelling.
I like to yell.
Oh, we know. Yelling, Kendall, the last time I ordered pizza, which was shamefully recently. And here's what happened, speaking of yelling. When I opened the door, I'm thinking, let's just be chilled out, everybody. And I opened the door, and he's like, all right, we got a large cheese with mushrooms here for you. Oh, got an extra large cookie on top. And, he was
and you thought it was me?
Scream!
Hey, listeners!
Like, Binky the fucking clown was delivering.
Binky!
God, I feel like I'm being attacked on all sides. It was horrible. It was a horrible moment there. And I just thought, why don't you just tell everybody who lives above this fish hatchery my business, what I've ordered. Can't you just keep it on the DL?
He's like, oh, I got 12 pizzas here.
God, it was so annoying. And that's what listeners have been saying about this show. It's what they are thinking about every show.
Well, you know, Cliff, I have gotten to the point, sadly, that I would watch the Domino's tracker, and it is like watching a movie. I get so excited when it changes from, like, oven to delivery.
turn around. Every now and then I feel a little bit helpless and I need it, need it. Kendall, if you have something to make you happy in the new year, for God's loving sake, won't you just stop all the negative self-talk?
That's my favorite thing to do.
Just stop it. I know it's your national pastime.
That is our national just pastime.
Stop it. All those negative things you're saying about yourself constantly. I have this vision constantly of a gun being pressed against my head and exploding my brains out. And I don't know if that's something that everybody feels or sees just 24 hours a day. But I do. And I feel like that's a negative self-image. And I'm just going to take it out. Knocking it out.
Knock it out, Cliff.
Gone.
Knock it out.
It's gone.
That's our new catchphrase. Knock it out.
Knock it out in 2015.
Well, Cliff, one of the things that our writer sent to us.
Tell this tip. I'm going to go. I need something in this drink. I'm trying to drink water. I'm trying to be healthy for 2015. God only knows why I even bother trying. But
no,
I'm,
don't ever give up, Cliff. Keep trying.
Never give up.
Bring me a water, too, while you're at it. I'll take a water, too. Oh,
this is inspirational right here. So, I'm going to go get a flavor pack from the kitchen.
Oh, okay, a flavor pack.
I'll be right back.
Okay. Well, look, listeners, I got these emails from our writers, and I don't know if I necessarily agree with this one. It says, ignore what everybody else is doing and achieving. Because I guess you're real sad if you look around and see what everybody else is doing. You just have to, like, be happy with yourself. So, I'm going to change it and say be happy with yourself. That's the thing you got to do. You need to take small chances every day.
Sorry. Oh. I'm so sorry, listeners, to leave
you're
you alone.
You're gone
with
forever.
Kendall.
They were like, when is he coming back? This is going on forever.
Trust me, I know. I can hear it from the other room, and I was thinking the same thing. But here you
this
go.
This top button went immediately to sleep.
Just put some of that in your water there. And
shake it up.
Yeah, shake it off. Shake it up. Is it shake it up or shake it off, Taylor Swift?
Shake it off. Shake it off. That's Taylor Swift.
Okay.
But we're going to shake it up. Shake it up.
Sure. So you just have that. I already put some in mine. So, Kendall, just happiness in the new year.
Happiness in the new year. Come on.
Cliff, worry less about what people think about you. I know we were having our pre-show meeting, and we're talking about this personally, that we worry so much about what everybody else thinks. Nobody else gives a shit.
Nobody gives two fucks, Kendall, and I don't know if through all the shouting that the listeners have been able to take in that message.
Make it through that? To this point?
Have you made it through the rain? No, they're like, I can't take this. For all episode, I just can't do it this week, guys.
Nobody gives a shit about anything, Cliff.
Nobody gives a fucking shit.
I'm tired of trying to make people happy when nobody gives a shit about anything. There, I said it. Invest in yourself.
Why don't I just flush it down the toilet?
That sounds like a bad investment.
Why not just flush it down the toilet?
Cliff, I'm trying to be positive here and try to say these. But look, I just got to one that said you need to be patient, and I have lost patience with these. Mr. Thoughtbottom, what the hell are we doing next?
This is not a bottom.
He told them it's not. Oh, God, politics as usual.
As usual.
Why don't you guys come in here? I don't want to do this alone. I hate this segment.
No, let's make this hot subject. You come on in, guys. Come on in.
Hello, dear. Happy New Year to everyone, dear. We love you all,
2015.
Dear. Oh, Happy New Year. We've heard
another
it all.
Another year together, bud.
Oh, another year together.
Whatever.
Another year to be fat and awful and nobody listen to this.
Move. Scoot over.
Well, dear, that's not quite. I'm quite sure that you're doing the right thing, dear.
You know, I don't know if I can take people just busting my
balls
all New Year.
Oh, well, yeah, okay? All I was trying to do was trying to talk about the listeners, dear, and what they think. Well,
dear, you're speaking to my beautiful wife.
Oh, Mrs. Nobottom, you have smelled up the rooms the moment you walked in.
Oh, my God.
Let's not do this. I'm tired of this. Let's just leave.
We're out of here. You can talk about the deficit or your own fucking self.
Yeah, I thought maybe we could talk about Cuba, Jack.
No.
I guess we'll talk about for the next part of the show a little bit about politics, dear. Did you have something you want to talk about, dear?
Excuse me, dear, my bow.
Oh, I'm so sick of all this.
I cannot take this anymore, Kendall. Let's get in your car. We gotta just get out of here.
Okay. Oh.
I don't know where Austin was. I didn't see him. Austin. All right, let's get in. Come on. Let's get in the car.
Okay.
You just gotta get us away from this studio.
I've had it. Why must we be
forced to be happy when we are definitely not happy and nobody else is? Nobody's listening.
It's
nobody
ridiculous.
Cares. What a shit. Let's go to the erotic bakery and get a vagina cake.
Let's get it. I want. They got Dale Ding Dong's half off.
Ooh, half off. All right, let's go. Oh, look at Wopsmush. Nobody's even there.
Nobody's there. Who gives a shit? Nobody wants his old crap.
Stupid!
Look, there's your realtor office. Why don't you ask her who f***ing built your house?
Oh, that f***ing is awful. I don't want anything to do with her. Oh, my God!
Oh, my God! Kendall, what have you done? You just smashed into something.
Was that a deer? What the hell was that?
A deer in the middle of the city.
Maybe I shouldn't be drinking while I'm driving.
Kendall, get out. Let's get out and look.
Oh, my God, Cliff, it's a body. Oh, my God, we've hit somebody.
Oh, my God.
I emphasize we have hit somebody.
It's you. Kendall, you were right on top.
You were the
of this
one
person.
That decided we should go this way.
You have killed this person. You have hit them.
Are
with
you
your
sure?
Body. Killed. Look.
Are you sure they're okay? Oh my God, they're so stiff.
Oh my God. Oh.
Oh, they already went stiff. They've already had rigor mortis. They're dead.
Oh my God, I can't even feel a pulse. I can't even feel a pulse. I can't even feel one in this one either.
Oh my God, I'm shaking.
Oh
what
my God.
What do we do? Oh, we should just sit there and talk about how
happy we are. We're working. Kendall, no.
No more lies.
What are we gonna do? I'm lying about this. I'm not going. The bus is not going to call for me.
Shut the fuck up. We're in the middle of a city street, and nobody has seen us so far. And you're over screaming your fucking face
off.
I
can't go to prison. I cannot go to prison. I always yell. I can't go to prison.
We've got to put this body in that sewer grate.
Have you seen the Bushtown prison?
Shut your fucking face. Over there. Go unscrew the cap off that sewer grate.
With what?
With your fucking hands.
I'll use my keys.
Get it. Is it off yet?
Almost.
No, do you see anybody looking?
No, there's nobody around in the bushes.
Oh my God.
Shove it in there.
Quick! I can't carry this body.
Oh my God. Okay, I'm screwing it back on.
Put it on there.
Oh God. Oh, that took a lot out of me. I need like something to eat.
We have to go back to the studio, Kendra. We have to act like this never happened. We have to say we never even left the parking lot.
We need an alibi.
We're our own alibis. I'm yours, you're mine.
Okay, we never left the parking lot. We're going
we never left. Now. We never left. Austin, we'll get him.
Okay.
We have to go back to the studio.
We have to go back. Don't touch that dial. Cliff and Kendall will be right back after this.
Mattel's new baby secret. She whispers just to you. Her lips really move.
I want to tell you something.
It's almost unbelievable. Get Mattel the new baby secret so you can have fun keeping secrets together.
I know a secret to you.
Hope you're hungry. It's time for another helping of Cliff and Kendall, Coast to Coast.
Lift mine eyes above. How wide a world of hope and joy I see. Because you come to me.
Well, I won't say it's completely like them, dear, but I would see them doing this, dear. Welcome back. Oh, that was lovely, dear. Welcome back to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast, dear.
Yes, dear.
What are you guys doing?
Oh, God.
Where
you been, Buzz? Storming out of here, cursing in front of Mrs. Potter Butter Toast.
Dear, we were so worried.
Oh, God.
You guys fell for that?
Yeah, that was nothing. That was just a bit. That was just us being silly.
Don't you know by now that we're just being funny?
Buzz, you're never as funny as you think, Buzz. Well, you're screaming and upsetting my dear wife.
I just don't know what to think. I can't take any more of this, dear.
Well, listen, you guys, you go and just calm yourselves, have a cooling bath or something.
Yeah, I'm so angry, I'm gonna go make a cake.
Follow me, Dina.
Oh, make that too. If you're gonna make a cake.
Look, we'll just do the rest of the segments ourselves. We got this.
We got it.
Time.
Look, what are we talking about? So we're talking about happiness. It's all about being happy.
The happiness is flowing.
I'm so happy. I'm overcome with happiness.
I'm so happy. I'm so happy.
I'm so happy.
Everybody anyway, loves Cliff, that one.
I've got a letter over here.
Oh.
That's just burning a hole
dear.
In my pocket.
Oh,
dear. Cliff and Kendall.
Dear Cliff and Kendall, I want to help some people. We are helping people. And if you reflect back over the past episodes that we've done, you will hear us help. We are helpers of the
just
community.
Remember how much we have helped people over the past 7 years.
We give of ourselves to help.
Daily,
others.
Weekly,
we
monthly.
We want to help. We want to better people's lives, not end them.
We are givers. So anyway, let me just let me open this letter up.
Open it up. See what's in there. See how we can help this person.
Oh, this one was already open.
Oh, look at that. They didn't even seal it.
They didn't seal it. They were too excited.
Oh.
Because we are such helpers. They knew. They knew. They're like, I'm sending this Cliff and Kendall.
They're like, I don't want them to have to spend that extra second.
They're too busy helping me.
They're too busy.
All right. Dear Cliff and Kendall, my dad died in April after a brief illness. Before he passed away, my stepmother encouraged him to donate his body to science because she is not to be buried with her first... Or she is to be buried with her first husband.
And all this body talk.
I know. It's terrifying. And she did not want to the expense of burying my dad. So I went to pick up my father's ashes, she requested. When I got there, she invited me into her bedroom to see that she had made a shrine to her first husband, who had died 3 years before she and my dad were married. Yeah. The one photo she had of the dad was 2 inches by 3 inches and was one of his memorial invitations. With a broken heart, I made my way to the door. Dear Cliff and Kendall, she was married to my dad for 30 years.
Oh.
He supported her, took care of her, and worked to the age of 75 to keep her happy, and that was a task. As I reached the front door, I remembered what I was there for in the first place, my dad's ashes. They were still in the UPS wrap in a bench that he kept his shoes and boots in by the door. Seriously, who does that? Grieving daughter in New York. Cliff, what do you think about this?
What was that? It was about hiding a body.
It was about ashes.
Ashes.
Her father's wife, her first husband, she had a shrine to him.
Well,
been married to her daughter, her dad for 30 years, and she didn't even have a picture of him up her.
You know what I say? I say ashes to ashes, dust to dust.
All right.
I got the letter over here.
All right, let's help somebody.
More help.
Look at this. More help in one episode.
Mine was not already open. I'd open it up.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. Dear Cliff and Kendall, oh, to us. They're writing to us for help.
Helpers.
They know we are lovers. Dear Cliff and Kendall, recently I went to the funeral of a family member. What's all this about funerals?
Oh my God.
Death, Kendall.
It's a show about being happy.
Well, yeah. As we were leaving the chapel, a relative asked me if I was aware the funeral had been live-streamed online. Kendall and Cliff, I was appalled. After all, going to a dead person's funeral allows us a chance to say goodbye to the dead. The dead.
Oh,
and
oh my God, how many times they write dead?
I don't know. They're a lot about deadness. And to be there to support the surviving family and friends. I don't believe that live streaming can accomplish either of those missions. Am I wrong to think that this was just real inappropriate? The dead friend was dead in there. Come on. And that's not appalled in Albuquerque.
You know, I think they just need to change the live streaming channel, something else, and watch something happy.
Watch something.
Don't watch any of that about death. It's just sad. Be happy. Be happy this new year.
Yeah, just come on. Get happy.
Oh, I'm so glad we could help those people, Cliff.
Yeah, let's change the subject
here. Let's get off of this sad, awful death stuff.
Too much death.
Let's be happy, Cliff.
Yeah.
Are you talking?
Are you talking to me?
Are you talking to me? You must be. I'm the only fat guy here. Cliff.
No, you're not.
That you should be talking to. Cliff, I got a quote for you. from the movie, from the ride. I'm going to read to you. You tell me.
Quote me up, quote me down.
What movie it was from.
Yeah.
To die. Oh, God. to die will be an awfully big adventure. Oh, God. Who said that, Cliff?
Die will be an awfully big adventure. Ooh. Ooh. Ooh.
Wobby thinks about death.
Am I dying? I'm going to say Gandhi.
Oh, no, Cliff. Close. Peter Pan said that. Why would he talk all this about death?
Nobody dies in Peter Pan, do they? Does Captain Hook die?
Nobody says death would be a grand adventure.
Oh. Oh, yeah, that part. All right, Kendall, are you talking to me about this?
You talk to me.
I believe I have made a significant find in the Kandarian Ruins, a volume of ancient Sumerian burial practices and funerary incantations. It is entitled Naturum de Montum, roughly translated, oh my god, Book of the Dead. The book is bound in human flesh and inked in human blood.
Oh, God. I know that.
You know it, Kendall.
Oh, the death threw me off.
Book of the Dead.
I don't like the Book of the Dead. Let's not talk about it anymore. Hocus Pocus.
No, Kendall, you know that was a different book bound in different human flesh with a different seeing human eyeball. That was the Evil Dead, Kendall. Oh, my God.
Ugh. But stop it with the dead talk.
You stop it with
you
the dead
talk. You
stop
it. Writers wrote sent this to me.
Idiot writers.
What is their problem this week? It has been often said that it is not death, but dying, which is terrible.
Not death, but dying? That was, of course, On Death and Dying.
No!
No.
Quit saying death. It was Henry Fielding from Amelie.
Amelie. All right, Kato. This is life's ultimate cruelty. It offers us a taste of youth and vitality, and then it makes us witness our own decay.
Oh, is that from... Oh, God, Death Becomes Her. there are worse things in life than death. If you've ever spent an evening with an insurance salesman, you know what I mean.
Was that the... State Farm Insurance employee.
Close. It was Boris from Love and Death.
Oh. Oh, my God. Kendall, all right. If you die, I will hold...
It's like they knew that we're...
Kendall, if you die, I will hold your hand. I'll hold your hand, and the last thing you will ever see will be me, because I love you.
That was a quote.
Yeah.
I thought it was too nice for a minute there.
It probably happened though.
Oh, God, was that from Death of a Salesman?
No, Kendall. All this morbidity.
All this dead. I thought it surely had something to do with death.
Of course not. Kendall's movie about us would be called Dying Fat, but this was a movie called Dying Young.
Oh, God. I was close. I knew it had death in the title.
So close.
Cliff, I'm done talking to you. I got one more, but I thought I was done.
Let's keep going.
Let's keep going.
Get a happy one. Maybe this next one's a really happy one.
All right, maybe. I don't know. All this death, I can't.
No, the next one's gonna be great.
Shit! I picked the cute one. The heat's getting to me. I'll murder you momentarily, but first, I need a cool drink of ice water.
See, that one's more really about water than murder. Murder, ice water.
But then the person dies.
Was that Death in the Lake?
No, but that was the Penguin from Batman, just before he died.
Oh, yeah.
Spoiler alert.
Batman Returns.
Spoiler alert.
Hello, Snotface. Yuck, what happened to
that
you?
That sounds more like you.
You're all older. You're even uglier. Look, I'm sorry, but I'm going to have to be sick all over you immediately. Lie down.
God, I've heard that so many times in my life.
Hello, Snotface.
I don't know. Dead and dying.
Not the day we've had, Kendall. This is a movie called...
Die Another Day.
Drop Dead Fred.
Oh, Drop Dead Fred. I love that movie.
Yeah. Oh. See, happy one there, but snot.
See, that was happy. Snot face. That's why I knew that.
Yeah.
I was like, that sounds so familiar to me.
Yeah. That's all we're talking about.
All this death talk. Is it time for a break? Oh, we already had a break.
The music is... Oh, my... Kendall, there's a fax. Zach's coming fact. In over here. Oh my god.
Oh, what is this?
Oh my god. Sure, it's nothing. Urgent faxes are usually nothing, as we've proven to see on the show. You
read
that.
Oh, let's see here. Urgent APF. Oh, it's an all-point fax.
Oh my god.
An antique mannequin was stolen in front of the erotic bakery earlier today. The mannequin.
That's where we were.
Oh my god. The mannequin was valued at over 10,000 francs. Having once belonged to Coco Chanel.
My god.
Any information should be turned over to Sheriff Frogblast post haste.
Oh my god. Kendall, do you think that. What? The thing
yes.
that we.
Yes.
With that?
That.
And not a.
No.
We didn't.
Everything's cool.
No murder.
No. Don't say murder.
Murder.
No. Everything's fine.
Mm-hmm. No.
Mrs. Nightbottom!
Oh my god. They're having an ice bath. Leave them alone. Oh. This day is too crazy by half.
Oh my god.
We gotta just wrap this bitch up.
Let's wrap it up. What are you saying, Mrs. Potter? Better put a turn.
What is that?
Oh, dear, I just wanted to tell you, dear. You went into the baby's things and you grabbed some powder, dear, from my satchel, dear.
I did.
Yes, dear, and you put it in your water earlier, dear.
God, I thought that those were drink flavor mixes.
No, dear, it was not. It was not flavored packets, dear.
No?
It was baby medicine, dear.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Is that why we flipped out and went nuts?
I hope so, dear. I hope there's an excuse for the improper etiquette, dear.
Well, I'm so sorry that we...
I'm sorry we flipped out.
And then we ate that medicine for the baby.
Oh, dear, it's fine. I have three backups, dear, just in case.
You are the best mother, Mrs.
You
Potter.
Are, you are. Turn. You... They should have given you a baby a long time ago.
A long time ago.
No, well, dear, no harm done, dear. I just want to make sure you knew what happened.
Well, I am so glad that explains.
That explains
a
lot.
I think everything's been explained now.
Thank God.
And you go home, give that baby our love and that medicine, and we'll see you guys later.
Okay, toodaloo, dear. Toodaloo.
Oh, what a relief.
Oh God. That changed everything, Cliff. And that is just sad.
Oh, my.
That this
my.
Kind of thing could happen.
Oh,
it's sad.
Me, oh, my. Oh.
If our listeners
are
as worried as we were, go to cliffandkendall.blogspot.com, facebook.com/cliffandkendall, email us at cliffandkendall @yahoo.com, or give us a call on our fat line at 818-308-4FAT.
Kendall, the two enemies of human happiness are pain and boredom. And that was said by who? Arthur Schopenhauer.
Both of which you get right here on the show.
On the show. Has there ever been such painful boredom as this show?
No.
No.
We're the first.
No.
It is not.
Painful and it's boring.
It is not how much we have, but how much we enjoy that makes happiness.
Oh, yeah.
And that was Charles Spurgeon.
Oh, go on, Spurgeon.
You want another one, Cliff?
I want another one.
Another one.
Hit me again.
Happiness can exist only in acceptance. And that was George Orwell.
Please, sir, may I have another?
You want more?
What more?
Oh, my God. Happiness is not something really ready made. It comes from our own actions. And that was the Dalai Lama.
Just keep going, baby.
Cliff, I ain't got no more.
Let's go all night long.
Are you talking to me? Me? Oh, my God.
I'm Cliff.
And I'm Kendall. Thanks for listening, buddy. We'll see you here next week.
Good night.
Balls.
No.
Thanks for listening to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. Binge listen to more episodes at cliffandkendall.blogspot.com.